かなんか。もうさえ Ask for
What you're hearing under us right now is Smilin' by Alex Marley. Yes, part of that Marley family, introduced to us by our dear friend, Coley Tangela, who brought us together here. And Alex Marley is in Baltimore for a minute and dropped by the studios to join us for a conversation and a bit of music. Alex, welcome. Good to have you here, brother.
Hey, thanks, Mark. It's great to be here on the Mark Steiner Show. You know, Baltimore, Baltimore.
So let me ask this question, because I read some of the stuff on the web, and some people are trying to challenge, this guy's not really a Marley, he's faking it, he's just, who is this guy? And somebody just said, well, who is he? So, Alex, you never heard of him. So I said, yeah, the brother's real. So talk about who you are, so people know who you are.
Well, as relates to the Marley family, my father and Bob Marley's father are brothers. So my father is Peter Marley. You know, I was born and raised in Jamaica with my two parents. My dad is in the new Marley documentary, the Marley movie. It's on Netflix. You can watch it, you know, with Ziggy and everybody in there. It's an honor to be a part of a great tradition and a great family tradition, and just carrying on the music and the positive vibes and that whole one love message across the world. So Alex Marley, I'm a surfer, musician, skateboarder, you know, extreme sports and music, all of that. You know, I play 7 instruments. I've been touring. I've been all over the U.S., been to Hawaii, been to Africa, you know, playing concerts with my band, the Rebel Band, you know, Alex Marley and the Rebel Band. You guys can check me out on Facebook for Alex Marley Music. AlexMarleyMusic.com is my website. You know, Twitter, everything is just Alex Marley Music. So people can check me out, follow the work I've been doing. I was a music teacher in Jamaica working with kids, teaching kids music, both at private schools and inner city schools near Trenchtown where Bob is from and stuff. And, you know, so I just work with kids, surf, and play music.
So not a bad life, but if you can get it. And your dad was in the Marley movie. I mean, he's fairly prominent in the Marley movie.
Yeah, he did an interview there speaking about the connection between the European side of the family, which is Bob's dad is from England. You know, he was a British captain and stuff like that. So my dad was featured in a movie speaking about, you know, our relatives being related to, like, aristocracy in Europe and stuff.
So you were born, obviously, way after Bob Marley died. And
yes. I was born in 1987, so Bob passed in 85.
Right. I'm curious for you, just as a young man growing up in Jamaica, you grew up in Kingston, right?
Yep.
Not in Trenchtown, though, but...
Not in Trenchtown. I grew up in Beverly Hills, Kingston.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I used to hang out in Trenchtown, so I went to school near Trenchtown.
So what was it, I mean, given the name, because the name means so much to so many people across the globe and in Jamaica, I mean, Marley is a name.
Yes, sir.
So what's it, I mean, for growing up under all of that?
Well, it comes with its blessings and its curse, you know. Of course, you know, the work that Bob did promoting peace and love worldwide and doing the work he did, you know, it's a great honor for me, but it also comes with a great responsibility, especially if you're Marley and you're doing music. They're automatically compare you to Bob and all his sons, you know, Dave and Ziggy, all the greats. So, you know, there's a pressure there, and I would say it makes doors open for you, but the door also slam a lot quicker if you don't deliver.
You're gone.
Yeah. There are a lot of Marleys doing music. Not everybody's had the success I've had, so I count my blessings.
I think that's an important piece you just said. I mean, I think that anybody who kind of lives on the legacy of a name or the kind of fame, it is a double-edged sword.
Yeah,
it's not always the beauty that people think it is.
Yeah.
Right? And some people look at you, oh, he's just going after the money. That's why he's Marley. But it's, you know, I mean, that's what people's heads are about.
I wanted money, I'd go into, like, medicine or law or something.
But you chose music.
I chose music. And music chose me. Yeah, from when I was young, I used to, like, when we were in the school, that's at school, we'd be, like, knocking the desk and rapping on the desk and stuff. And, you know, we'd have clash, where it's, like, battle, you know. So I would always win the school battles. So I won a school...
Music battles, yeah.
I won a school contest and got the cash prize in my high school in Jamaica, Quality Academics, after I left St. George's College. It was the same college Ziggy and Steven went to. When I won the cash prize, I decided, okay, I'm going to music school next year, not med school. So I went to music school and studied guitar and on jazz, mixed the jazz with the reggae and rock and everything. And I'm a big Jimi Hendrix fan.
Your music sounds like you're a big Jimi Hendrix fan.
Yeah. Big Miles Davis fan. You know, John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie. So all my dudes, I fuse it all together with my band on stage. And so I did a very unique performance. Whenever I do a reggae concert or I do a jazz concert or I do a rock concert, I fit into all kind of genres, hip-hop concerts, you know, just blend it all together. Because it's all really just, as long as it's positive, you can use any beat, any melody. I just keep the music positive, always inspirational, something that's going to impact people in a positive way.
When you say inspirational, I mean, what do you mean? Inspire how? I mean, what are the things that motivate you the most?
Well, what motivates me sometimes is the problems I see in the world. And then you feel that you have a powerful voice and you can reach millions of people with your voice, then you can speak on the problems and things affecting the world, like, you know, racism, prejudice, hatred, war. I speak about world peace, you know, I speak about equality, equal opportunities, I speak about people putting their differences aside and coming together for common good. I speak about green movement. You know, my dad's an architect, so I've been around architecture all my life. I always speak about people need to have solar panels, windmills, drill your own wells so you have your own water. Get off the grid. Stop shopping at Walmart and all these places. You know, like, grow your own food, make your own clothes, self-sufficiency. You know, as a Rastafari, that is what we push to the forefront, self-sufficiency. Marcus Garvey said, never ask someone to do for you what you can do for yourself. You know, I believe in, like, community banking. You know, pull your money out of the bank, bank with each other. You know, that's if you want to make change, that's action more than the words come, and action has to follow.
You think we can build a different way, a different way of living if we just do that? I mean, you think we can build a movement that way to change things?
We could change the world. I mean, if Bob was one person, he has such an impact on the world. If everybody was striving for consciousness and peace and love and unity, we would have that. Because there's enough resources on the planet for everybody. And, you know, even this myth of overpopulation, the cities are overpopulated, but there's a lot of land not being put to use, you know, that people don't look on as valuable because it's in the country or whatever. But, I mean, it costs so much for fresh drinking water now. It's such a rare commodity. Less than 1% of the world's water is fresh drinking water. So if you have land with fresh water on it and sunshine and breeze blowing, to me that's more valuable than a high-rise building in South Beach, or, you know what I mean?
Right. No. And my wife would agree with you completely. She's destined in that place. So you want to do a little piece for us here?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I'll do this song I wrote in Hawaii recently. It's called My Sunshine.
All right, cool.
Girl, you on my mind, baby girl all the time, Empress divine, one of a kind. Girl, you my sunshine, girl, you my sunshine, my sunshine, my sunshine. Blessed love when she greet I and I, she's so sweet, complete I and I. Empress so high, I will love and care for your woman. I will always be there for your woman. You need I am right here for your woman. And you know I will prepare for your woman. And no other man can come near to your woman. I'll never show anger nor fear to your woman. And I will always be fair to your woman. Whoa. Girl, you are my man, girl all the time, one of a kind, Empress divine. Got to make her mine, to make her mine. Girl, you my sunshine, my sunshine. Girl, you my sunshine, sunshine, my sunshine. Sunshine, you are sunshine, you're my sunshine. Baltimore lady, you so fine, one of a kind.
yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, you know.
So one of the things I understood about you is that when you spend time on the continent in Africa, the mother continent, and you were surfing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I started looking up all these things about all the places in Africa you can surf, and it's an incredible
No,
place.
I didn't surf in Africa.
You didn't? I thought you did. No, okay.
Yeah.
You surf in Jamaica.
I surf in Jamaica.
Okay.
And in Hawaii. I'm the first Jamaican that I know of, that anybody knows of, that has surfed pipeline in Hawaii, like dropped into pipe. I know people that surf that live on Hawaii their whole life and never surf pipe. And that's the first wave I surfed in Hawaii was pipeline. Pulled right into the tube.
So where did you learn to surf then?
I was on the national team for Jamaica, junior national team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I competed Huntington 2005 World Junior Surf Pros, you know, so that was pretty good. Bethany Hamilton and all those people were there, all the famous surfers. Met Kelly Slater and all those guys. Yeah, and a couple of them been to Jamaica. Dan Malloy came, did a surf movie out there, Loose Change, and Kelani Rob and those guys, yeah. So I've been surfing my whole life. I gave up professional surfing for music. So, you know, you can't do both professionally, but I surf now just for fun. I don't really like contest surfing. Surfing's so relaxing and soulful. You put a competition in it, it just kills it.
Changes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah. Where do you see yourself going with your work? You're obviously just beginning to pick up some steam. So where do you see yourself going?
Well, I put out my first album. It did well on iTunes, Melodies of a Rebel. My second album is coming out now called Praise Far Eye. And so I just hope to make my music touch as many people as I can while I'm on this earth for the short time that we're allotted. I see myself just recording more music, getting more diverse, getting better, doing combinations with more artists, more people, you know, doing more festivals. I've been on pretty big festivals, 60,000 people, 100,000 people. But I've never been to Europe. That's the only continent. I didn't been to Europe and Asia. And, you know, the reggae stuff in Europe is huge, like 500,000 people, you know, coming out for a reggae festival in Europe. So, you know, that I think that's the next step for me, you know. And I want to tour Africa more extensively as well, because that's a new market just opening up where a lot of reggae artists doing big tours in Africa now. I mean, even Beyonce did a big tour in Africa.
So we've been lucky to have Alex Marley here in the studio. He's coming to Baltimore. Our dear friend Coley Tengela brought him to us. Thank you for stopping by the studio. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Mark Steiner.
On our way to break, we hear The Wait, performed by the band and the Staple Singers from the film The Last Waltz. The Last Waltz was released on this day in 1976.
And Luke is waiting on the judgment day. Hey, Luke, my friend, what about a young analyst?